to be here tonight. Good to see everybody. Let me say on behalf of Emily and JT, I appreciate everything everybody did for them this morning. It was a great blessing and a great thing you did there. God will bless you for that. Amen. He really will. Now, I know, I don't do a lot of that. Different reasons and different things like that. But when you see people genuinely, I told Lisa a while ago, I met JT and talked to him a little bit, and I said, they just seem like our kids. And, I look at all these young people that way, and it just breaks my heart, and you just want to help them and all that. So let's continue to pray for them, and everything's going to be all right. I believe that. And it won't be because they don't have the faith. I'm going to tell you that now, because their faith, Shay's been strong through this whole thing. So let's just continue to pray for them. Remember Judy Robinson. She's been admitted to Floyd Medical Center. She was having some kidney problems, and her oxygen level was not staying up. Went up there to see them this afternoon. Then Brother Billy Lumpkin, still remember him. Both of them there in Floyd. And so remember them. Then also remember the family, Sister Darcy's sister, who went by the funeral home this afternoon. Then Ruby and them's family will be at Lightsey tonight. And so remember that family. And it just seems like there's so much sickness and people going through so much. And so let's, every minute of time we pray for one another, it's this day and time that we're living in. Hey, man, I wonder if there's anybody else. Amen. Let's remember this. Anyone else? Amen. Yeah. All right. Good to have. What's your name? Good to have Cohen's dad with us. Will you all stand with us tonight? I had to go over and ask him his name. Amen. That's getting bad. Y'all get there one day. You just wait and see. I know. Well, we're going to ask some ushers to come around and ask the blessing over the offering and ask his will to be done tonight. Amen. We're going to ask Coleman's daddy. Would you lead us while we pray?
I'll be much in prayer for us. And just jump right in there and help us out. We'll get it together in a minute.
We're almost there. That's all right.
Soon I come to the end of my journey, and I'll meet the one who gave his life for me.
Douglasville this morning after Sunday school to see my sister took on her. And you know, I've been praying for years that she would get in church. She was supposed to been safe when she was young, but I don't know. She's the oldest and I'm the youngest, so there's a lot of space in there. But She still knowed I was her sister. She didn't know my name.
Bless your heart. God bless your heart.
But she knowed I was her sister. And she said, I went to church today. And I said, thank you, Jesus. She said, all I have to do is walk up here at the nurse's station. And they take me on over there and said, he preaches to us. And I know it's a bad place for her to be. But if it'll get her to the Lord,
amen.
Maybe that's what she needs.
Right.
Maybe she can get back right with him before she completely loses her mind. Do y'all remember her when you pray?
Let's all get a songbook, turn to page 333. I'll fly away. I think everybody knows this old song. Come on, John. Without even getting a book, let's sing it with all our hearts. Page 333.
Well, you know, when I'm trying to lead singing, I sort of feel bad sometimes calling on myself to sing, so y'all just have to endure it, I guess. You know, we got such a great big God, and I know with our church has been going through a lot, and seems like been living and loved ones on one side of the other. But you know, life's so uncertain, we don't ever know. That's an old song that we love to sing. These girls do a great job on it. Carl, you don't have to have them serving it.
Bless her, Lord. Touch her, Jesus. Touch her, Lord.
This old world is full of pain and misery.
Yes, bless her, Lord.
Sometimes Satan stands and lashes out at me. But with Jesus by my side, I am satisfied. come down to the cross of the time. When I see old Jordan's water deep and wide, that dark river I'll not fear, for my Jesus will be near, and it's so peaceful.
Presence.
chapter number 12, verse number 1. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. You pray for us tonight. Amen. I've been preaching 30 years, I know, and I've never preached this text before. Amen. I never have, and it's a text nobody likes. Amen. Nobody likes to talk about it. Nobody really likes to do it. But God's laid it upon my heart tonight, and I'm going to preach it. Amen? Amen. Say, go ahead, preacher, preach. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. And y'all already know I'm not a mean preacher anyway. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. Reading through verse number 3. The Bible said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Listen to what he says right here. He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Verse number 2. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse number 3. The Bible said, for consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I pray, God, for the holy anointing. Lord, to take over my soul tonight. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. We humbly pray, amen and amen. Neighbor, if I had a message, brother, I want to preach on for tonight. And maybe on this right here, losing weight, losing weight, amen. Listen, now I want you to know tonight, now before you say, listen, I don't want to hear, listen, about no dieting, and I don't want to hear about no exercise program. Listen, I'm not speaking tonight, listen, on that kind of weight. Listen, neighbor, tonight, listen, I'm talking about those weights, neighbor, that come in our life that hinder our relationship with the Lord. Listen, see, my friends, sometimes we can get those tag-alongs. Listen, those tag-alongs are sins or this or that, and they become a weight. Listen, upon our life tonight, that hinders our walk with God. Listen, sometimes it's hard. Listen, to move some things out of our life in order to get more of Jesus Christ in our life. Neighbor, tonight, some things we like, some things we might enjoy. Listen, but in order to get our relationship with God, which really should be our number one priority, listen, is our relationship with God. And anything that hinders that relationship with God, we ought to get shed of it. Yes, sir, tonight, if it separates us, listen, neighbor, tonight, listen, to allow more room for Christ, listen, which in order, listen, is better for you and I tonight. I notice what he said here. Listen, neighbor, it's a lot, listen, it'll be a lot easier on us, neighbor, to shed those weights, neighbor, tonight, than it would be, than the Lord to have to remove them. Neighbor, tonight, it's a whole lot easier getting ourselves, our life, where it ought to be with God. Listen, here, the apostle is speaking of motivation. Listen, neighbor, today, listen, he's speaking of motivation to patience. Listen, neighbor, not only that, but he's speaking of perseverance. And neighbor, to the church living there in that day. Listen, in our Christian life, amen, and for the church, listen, Paul's desire and our desire, neighbor, I ought to be, listen, to advance the kingdom of God. God. I listen, neighbor, tonight. But Paul says here, he said, let us lay aside every weight. Sometimes we got to get rid of the weights. Amen. Paul said, let us get rid of the weights. Amen. That so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience tonight. Listen, losing the weights. Neighbor, that is bounding us down. That is binding us down. Listen, every one of us tonight, we allow things to come in our life. Listen, amen, if we don't repent of those sins, amen, get our heart right with God, listen, it begins to build up. Listen, it'll get heavier and heavier and heavier. Listen, then it'll be like this morning when you can't even breathe. Listen, but he said here, he said, lay aside the weights. Lay aside those chains. Lay aside that darkness. Lay aside that sin that so easily besets us. Let's lose the weights. Listen, it's bounding us as a Christian, as a church, as an individual. If there's ever been a time, Paul said, listen, I'd forsake all others and serve him. It's this day and time that we're living in, neighbor. And the only way we can do that, neighbor, is to be set free. Listen, the shackles and chains and the weights that so easily besets us. See, we have weights that so easily besets us. Those weights, they'll hinder you. Those weights that we allow to come in our life, listen, it's just like you ever go fishing? Hey, man, you know, you put those weights on that line, on that string, and you'll throw that fishing pole out through there, and that string will come out, and that it'll go across that water, and that weight is on there, that little round weight. Listen, that's to hold the line down and hold the hook down. And listen, neighbor, today, and that's the way the devil tries to do you and I as Christians. He tries to throw weights in our way, and he tries to hinder us every which way he can. Even Paul had it. Paul said, I wish you would remove this thorn from my flesh. Amen. Listen, he asked him three times. He said, but my grace is sufficient. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, whatever weights that are holding us down, whatever weights are binding us down, we can lose them weights tonight, and we'll come to the Lord and ask him to do that tonight. Amen. Losing weight. He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. The weight that's holding us down. The weight we got, listen, in order for Christ to come in, we got to get some things out of our life. If we want total victory with the Lord, it's just like this bottle of water right here. It's slap full. Amen. There's no way. The only way we can add any water to this bottle tonight, we'd have to pour some of this out. Amen. And that's the way our spiritual man is tonight. Brother Coleman, if we're going to get closer to the Lord, we got to get some of this out. Amen. We got to clean some of this out. Neighbor, you can call it sin. You can call it backsliding. You can call it any name you want to name. But if it separates you and God tonight, you better get shed of it. Neighbor, if it's weighting you down, you better toss it out the window. Listen, neighbor, tonight, that's what he's saying here. Neighbor, there's ever been a time other churches need to lose weight. It's this day and time that we're living in. Listen, neighbor, the Bible said, what the Spirit sets free, you're free indeed. But there's a lot of Christians tonight, Brother Greg, that are walking around and they're bound down. They're bound down with chains. They're bound down with discouragement. They're bound down with defeat. And all they got to do is lose the weight. All they got to do is lose the weight, and he'll set them free. But three things tonight that we want to look at with God being our helper, and I'm going to try to hurry. Amen. Tonight, listen. Number one tonight on losing weight. Amen. Number one, we have to prepare. We got to prepare who, preacher? We got to prepare ourselves. Amen. I believe with Sister Jeanette this morning, I said, every time I get up to preach, it's like looking in the mirror. You think I may be looking at you, but I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I need it the most. I need it the most. It's not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, that is standing in need of forgiveness. And sometimes I allow the weights of the world to hinder me. They get so much on my mind, I can't sleep, I can't eat, I can't function right. Them are weights. And God said, we don't have to live like that. We can live with victory. We can live with joy. We can live with happiness. But in order to do that, we got to shed some pounds. We got to shed the weights that are holding us back tonight. Amen. We got to shed the weights. And the only way we can do that is prepare ourselves. He said, lay aside every weight and sin that sets us back. See, tonight Christ is the perfecter. Amen. Christ is the perfecter. But the only way he can perfect us is if we prepare ourselves and get in line with God's word and get where we ought to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We got to prepare. Amen. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, to move us. See, a lot of people think that the altars are just made for lost people. Matter of fact, the altars were built for the Christian folks. Amen. If somebody comes and they get saved, hey, that's just a reason to shout. But we ought to use those altars. Why, preacher? Because when we leave here every Sunday morning and leave here every Sunday night, there's been times, Brother Ricky, that I've been up here preaching, and I look down through this altar here area, and listen, Brother Coleman, there'd be teardrops all over it. I listen, where people have knelt and prayed. I listen, I'm telling you what happened right then is they got rid of some weights. They got rid of some burdens. They got rid of some issues. They got rid of that. There was holding them and binding them down today. I listen, the only way we can shed that weight tonight is prepare our own self and say, Lord, show me where I might can move up just a little bit closer. Amen. We got to prepare ourselves. Amen. It takes preparation. I've been trying to cut back last maybe 2 weeks. That's hard to do when you got members sending me pictures of donuts. I won't call no names on that one. But we try to prepare ourselves. We try to prepare ourselves. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in. In other words, tonight, you know what we really need to do, Brother Greg? Get rid of the dead weight. They did that to Jonah. Jonah was dead weight, and they said, you're going, buddy. I'm not talking about tossing anybody out tonight, but I'm talking about the spiritual realm of it. Amen. I'm talking about the spiritual realm of it. He said, hey, we need to get rid of some dead weight. I listen, neighbor, tonight, we have to prepare ourselves that we'll be renewed in the Lord every day. Amen. You know, we ought to desire to, you know, to have a relationship with God, and we want to spend more time with him. But the only way we can do that is shed those weights that are hindering us. He said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. See, we allow things to come into our life, whether it be sin, whether it be this or that. If we don't repent of those sins, what happens after a while, it'll set up. It'll set up. I won't never forget one time. They were doing all these tests, you know, see how you are and all this kind of stuff. Well, they were doing I don't forget what they were taking an x-ray of, something on my lungs. And they told me that I had to drink that old stuff. And I drank it. And so I had to wait. And then they went in there and they took a video of this side, a video of that side. And you know, I'm not going to tell you what all they found in there. But, man, they was all kind of stuff. But see, they didn't tell me. They didn't tell me you flush this out of your system. They didn't tell me you got to get that out. Well, about the next day, I couldn't breathe. Man, I was coughing. I told her, I said, I feel like I'm dying. So we went up to the ER there in Cedartown, urgent care, and they put it in there. And she said, Lord, have mercy. What's in your lungs? I said, well, I went and had a test. She said, you didn't flush them out? I said, they didn't tell me to flush them out. She said, well, it's set up like concrete now, buddy. Amen.
And see, that's exactly the way the weight of the world is. See, we let it attach to us. And see, it attaches itself. Well, we think we can handle it. Well, I think I can do it by myself. Ah, this is not that big a deal. I'll get over it. I'll get around it. After a while, that thing got you, both of them. And then after a while, it's got you so discouraged. It's got you so down and out. You're about ready to quit. And I'm telling you tonight, Paul said, hey, lose that weight. Get that weight off of you. And the only way we can do that is by preparing ourselves in the honor and glory of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Losing weight. We got to prepare ourselves to do that. We got to prepare ourselves to do that tonight. Keep those weights off. How do you do that, preacher? By continuing in prayer. The Bible said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I'm telling you, pray when you feel like it, pray when you don't. Amen. Pray in the morning, pray at night. We're to go with a prayer on our heart continually. Amen. We're to pray for one another. We're to pray for our neighbor. We're to pray for ourselves. We're to pray for our church. I'm telling you, it's hard for the devil to get a hold of you and put those weights on you when all the time you're praying. What did he tell the Lord about old Job? He said, I get to him, but you got a hedge about him. Amen. You got a hedge about him. That's it. Wall of prayer. That wall of prayer. Hey, listen, the Bible said no weapon formed against us shall prosper when we're in the center of God's will and we build that wall of prayer and we're praying and we're preparing ourselves every day for battle. That's why he said put on the whole armor of God. When we get up in the mornings, we get ready to go to work, we put our work clothes on. We put our work clothes on. We prepare ourselves daily. I get up in the morning. I make sure my hair is combed. I make sure my teeth is brushed. I make sure I got shoes on both feet. Make sure, I'm presentable. I listen, neighbor, and I go out that door. But how many of us go out without having the main thing on? He said put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. Listen. I would not leave that door without praying, God be with me. God be with me. Amen. We got to prepare ourselves to get rid of the weights. See, it's not up to my wife to get me ready to prepare to get those weights off me. I got to come to the Lord myself. I got to come and release those weights. Shed those things that are hindering me. Shed those sins in my life. Shed those things that have got me bound down and got me discouraged or got me defeated. Listen, I got to get rid of those weights. And the only way we can get rid of them is prepare ourselves by studying. By studying and praying and reading God's word. Reading it. Amen. Don't be like I do, buy something and you don't read the instructions and you put it together and it's upside down. Been a lot better to read the instructions. That's exactly the way our personal life is with the Lord. Brother Alan Hutchins, we ought to read the instructions. It's our guide for daily living. Read the instructions. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to lose some weight, don't you? I want to lose some weight, and I'm not talking about physical weight. I'm talking about that spiritual way. Don't you go tomorrow or put it on Facebook tonight. All our preacher talked to us about was we needed to lose weight. We're trying to get room. Lose weight. I didn't mention none of that. This is a spiritual weight. He said, get rid of every weight and sin. See, that's the key. Sin is that weight that so easily besets us. He said, in order to get rid of that, we got to prepare ourselves in prayer, in reading, in worshiping God. That's what I don't understand, these folks that say they don't need to go to church. I have to go. I have to go, not just because my name's on the sign, but I have to go to prepare myself, spiritual man. That Sister Peggy, for the battle I may face, Gerald, the temptations that come my way, the battles we face, I've got to have something in me to help me overcome the flesh. Amen. because the flesh, it'll do evil every time. The Bible says that. The Bible says man's heart's on evil continually. And we're not living it. We're living that day. But prepare. Man, said I was going to be short, but I'm sorry about that. Number two, I got to go on. Losing weight. Number one, we got to prepare ourselves. We got to prepare ourselves. Then, notice here, he referred to it as running a race. He said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us, and let us run the race. So number two tonight, when we're losing weight, we got to prepare ourselves, and then we got to press. We got to press on. It ain't a one-day thing. It ain't a two-day thing. It's 365 days, 12 months out of the year. I like that song that says, press on. It won't be very long. We got to keep pressing. Boy, Paul said, I want you to keep pressing. Toward what? Toward the mark of the high calling. Keep pressing. Press. We have a race to run. A race of service. A race of service. We all got a service, he said, to be about the Father's business. Listen, life is a marathon. It ain't a 40-yard dash. Life is a marathon. You know what I'm talking about? Using racing terms, life is a marathon. It's a long way. It's a long journey. It's a long voyage. Amen. I used to tell Brother Johnny, I tell him a lot, he'd get sick or something like that. I said, now, I need you for the long haul. These short runs, I'm pretty well can handle. But I need you for the long haul. Let me tell you something, church. I need you for the long haul.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. I don't get discouraged. We come in, we have maybe one off service or the attendance is off a little bit. I bet I got 50 texts today from pastors that was discouraged because, you know, it's Labor Day weekend and, you know, a lot of people's gone, things like that. But you know what? I'm not in it for the short time.
Amen.
I'm in it for the long haul.
Amen.
I'm not in it for what I see tonight. I'm in it for what I see down the road.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. Listen, what he said tonight, in order to lose these weights, we got to prepare and we got to keep pressing. Got to keep pressing. Amen. Just like you're going to do some push-ups. I'm not going to do them tonight. We're going to get Brother Greg to come up. No. But I can get down. I got down the other day. I felt like that woman said, I'm falling and I can't get up. But I got down the other day and I said, I'm going to do some push-ups, yo. I got down, man, and one went good. Two went good. Three, my arms started hurting. Four went pretty good. Man, by five, I was panting for breath. And I was thinking, God, let me make it to 10. Can I do 10? Well, I made it. Thank God. I made it to 10. Amen. Thank you. I jumped up and said, we have overcome. Hallelujah. Made it to 10. But in order to get to that 10, man, I had to do a lot of pressing. I didn't think I was going to make it. I was already struggling at 5. And that's the way our Christian life is. When we're on the mountain, oh, it's so easy. The sun is shining. Whoa, when the redeemed are marching in, we're shouting and we're singing and we're praising and we're glorifying his name. But when you have to get down and press, you're in that valley. You're in that storm. You're in that discouragement time. You're in that defeat time. Then is when you got to press to lose those weights. Then is when you got to press to lose those weights. Amen. Look, we got to go on. We got to press. He said, we got to keep pressing on. So we must keep pressing ourselves daily. And see, the more you press, the stronger you get. The stronger you get. Amen. Now, if I get down tomorrow, I'm going to shoot for 11. Amen. I want to get stronger. Next week, I'm going to go to 12. then that's my goal. Amen. Keep pressing. Just keep pressing. Amen. Thank God. Listen, Sunday school people, keep pressing. Listen, choir members, keep pressing. Every office of the church, keep pressing that we may grow stronger in the admiration of the Lord. Let's just get shed of the weights and say, Lord, I'm just going to press, 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 press till Jesus comes. Woo. Press. Pressing ourselves daily to grow stronger in the Lord and to shed that weight. To shed those weights. Number three. He said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us. And let us run this race with what? Number three. Patience. Boy, that's a hard one for me. Patience. I'm one of them guys that want it done 5 minutes ago. But patience, patience, it takes patience to lose weight. What did the scriptures say? He said, those that what? Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Patience, patience. Listen, if I could come up with a lost weight program, and man, there's everything out there in the world. Everything. Hey, you make more money on that than you can on anything else. But if I could come up with something you could drink or a pill you could take that said when you lay down tonight, you're going to go from 750 pounds down to 120, would I not be a millionaire? Amen. Yes, sir. Man, people would go, but it don't work like that. It takes patience. It takes patience. Boy, I know this is the way I am when I'm trying to cut back. I got some scales at work that the wrestlers weigh in on, and they, you know, the state signs off on them and all this stuff. And I'll go in there sometime, Brother Coleman, and I'll step on them. And I say, man, I don't like looking at it. You know, and I'll come back, you know, and boy, next day, I did pretty good. I didn't eat but two donuts. And, you know, I did better. And then, you know, you go back in there the next day and you weigh again. You don't need to weigh every day. Just let me say that. Or me. Because this is what happens. I go in there and weigh again. I've gained 2 pounds. I said, I ain't doing this. Now, ain't that the way we are? That's right. Good idea. That's a good idea. Takes patience. That's your daddy, Coleman. I see where you learn everything. Amen. Take your shoes off. That's what he said. But patience, losing weight physically takes patience. To get rid of those weights in our life, it takes patience. See, so many people want to go from a new baby in Christ to they know revelations from backward to forward in 2 weeks. It don't happen that way. Takes patience. Takes patience. To lose that weight, them weights that we've got hanging all over us, that's holding us down, it takes patience. It takes patience. This is very important. Learning the ability to wait. Ain't that hard? Did you get that? That's faith. Learning the ability to wait on God. That's the hardest thing for me. And I throw me under the bus. It's hard for me to wait on God. I want prayers answered then. I want things done then. I want to do this. And God says, you know what? I could do that, but you got to get rid of some weights in your life. I want to be more in your life. I want to be more involved in your life. I want you to have a closer walk with the Lord. But you got to get rid of some of them weights. You got to make room for me. You got to make room for me. Listen, in closing tonight, we will ask Brother Herman, whoever's leading the song, on losing weight. Number one, we got to prepare ourselves. Prepare ourselves daily. Prepare ourselves. Then we got to, he said, like a race, we got to press. Keep pressing, keep pressing, keep pressing. And the more you press, the stronger you get. The stronger you get. But it's going to take patience. It's going to take patience. Run the race that is set before us, he said, with patience. Learning the ability to wait on God. That's exactly a lot of times the reason we end up in a mess. Because we don't want to wait on the Lord. We don't try to handle it ourselves. We want to try to tote that weight ourselves, and it breaks that barrier. We cannot tote our weight alone. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ. Ain't it time that we all that's here tonight, ain't it time that we all lose those weights that are hindering our walk with the Lord? There's some things in my life I need to shed of. What about you? To get that, boy, I like to feel the Spirit of God. That'd be the worst thing in the world, to not be able to feel the Spirit of God. That'd have to be miserable, because there's nothing like it, to feel His presence. But I wonder tonight, are you losing weight? Are you losing those weights tonight, those spiritual weights? While we sing, Brother Herman, we stand together. What about it tonight?